Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you're new to the show, this is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And today we're listening to Be Great and Dominate, and their website is over at, you guessed it, begreatanddominate.com. Their description from Apple Podcast is, well, yeah, this is a head scratcher. The show is not in Apple Podcasts. So Ryan, buddy, don't know what you're thinking here, but this is the number one place people listen to podcasts. It's Apple, with somewhere between 65 and 75%. Apple, then Spotify, and Spotify is like 12%. So it's Apple, Spotify, then Google, then Overcast, and that's based on Libsyn numbers. So my first advice to you, if you want to dominate, is to be an Apple Podcast. Now, at your website, I see you're on Anchor. Anchor is a free service, but for the most part, man, you get what you pay for. Do not let them submit your show to Apple, Google, Spotify, etc. for you, because especially with Apple and Google, they then control access to bonus stats. You can kind of claim your feed in Spotify. That's not as bad. Stitcher, you don't want them to do that either. So I can't really read your description from Apple Podcasts because, well, it doesn't exist. So I'm going to read this from Spotify. So I'm looking at the Spotify app, and it says, Be Great and Dominate is a mindset and fitness podcast that will educate, inspire, entertain, enlighten, and push people to be the greatest version of themselves. Like that. I know I follow that completely. This podcast will give you advice, tools, and strategies to better your overall well-being so you're a dominating human crushing everything in your life. So far, so good. Hosted by Ryan McMillan, owner... Wait, hold on here. Hosted by, I just read these the way you write them. Hosted by Ryan McMillan, owner fit in 42 Palm Springs, fitness expert and motivational speaker. That's a bad line. Get that out of there. Don't know what you're doing. Ryan is known for his passion and preparation in the diverse topics he discusses. Ryan, why would you be discussing anything that you weren't passionate about? Just a thought. Let Ryan share his ideas and teach you how to be great and dominate in every aspect of your life. I would just quit with the thing, you're dominating human, crushing everything in your life. That lets me know what we're doing. The website again, begreatanddominate.com, if you want to check it out. And again, I'm scratching my head that you only have Spotify and an RSS feed on your website. So we're going to listen to an episode. Oh, Ryan didn't tell me which episode to listen to. So we're going to listen to Hidden Secrets to Achieving Goals. But first, we have to hear this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
We're going to go ahead and click play. We're listening to this live from Spotify, Hidden Secrets to Achieving Goals with Ryan, BGAD number 7. I see you are putting episode numbers at the end. I'm not a huge fan of episode numbers in the first place, but if you're going to put them someplace, kudos to you for putting them on the end. It goes a little something like this. Okay, for the record, whatever that sound is, that's annoying. Let's try that again.
One man, one mic. I'm Ryan McMillan, and this is the Be Great and Dominate podcast.
Why are you yelling? Okay, I mean, you're high energy, I get it, but you're like one notch below obnoxious sports guy that's like, tonight the Browns did the run. You're like, why are you? I'm sitting right here. So, okay, let's continue.
Hidden secret to achieving goals.
All right.
Do you want to be someone who crushes every single goal they set out for themselves? Do you want to be somebody who every time they say that they are going to do something, that they do it?
Yes.
You want to be somebody who every time they have a dream, they increase the likelihood of achieving it because of the way that they do things.
Yes.
There's a hidden secret that the ultra successful do when setting goals that increase their likelihood of them achieving what they want.
Okay, so we're 47 seconds in. You've got my attention. How long are you going to make me wait to get to that answer?
And it's what separates them from others, because every year, year after year after year after year, people make goals for themselves, but most people never accomplish those things. So what is missing? And there is a missing link to why.
All right. Again, you have my attention. Hopefully when I hit play, he's going to tell us why. We'll find out.
And the secret is called find the why that makes you cry.
I give you kudos. So far, we're doing great. Find the why that makes you cry. I'm assuming you're now going to explain what that means.
It's tying your goals to something emotional that means a lot to you. Tying your goals to something with deep core reasoning and emotional response to yourself. Tying goals to something that makes you feel.
Yeah.
Something that gets you emotional, something that upsets you, something that strengthens you, something that makes you
seriously
want to fight every single day. So what I mean is, when you set a goal, it should look like this. I want to lose 20 pounds by June 2021. And I want to lose that 20 pounds because I want to live long enough to see my children grow strong and get married. I want to live long enough to see my grandchildren. I want to live long enough to where I see my family grow and prosper.
I got it.
I don't want to die of disease and sickness because of my habits.
Okay.
Now that's tying something emotional to that goal.
Yep. Okay.
Or it could be, I want to lose 20 pounds by June 2021 because I want to rekindle my relationship. My husband or my wife, they don't look at me the same as they used to when we first got together.
I got it. We're going to give you the whinny on this. A couple things, because there's only 2 minutes left. So that means this podcast was short, got right to the point, and gave me a strategy. I have to identify something that's emotionally there. Couple things. Number one, I'm making fun of your high energy here. I'm kind of poking at you a bit. If I met you someplace and you came up to me and you said, Dave, hey, man, how's it going? It's so good to meet you. Thank you so much for reviewing my show on the podcast rodeo show. I'd be like, wow, that's the way this dude is. He's just super high. Like, I call it the dinner table test. I got this from Storyworthy, a book by Matthew Dix. If you don't talk to me while we're having dinner the same way you do on your podcast, and I realize we're all a little more high energy on the microphone, but you came out like a bullet. I was like, wow. The other thing is, and again, I'm listening through the ears of a podcaster, there are times when you're kind of peaking a bit, just barely, but you're slightly, ever so slightly distorted, just barely. And again, I'm listening through picky ears of a podcaster. So really, now, obviously, this show just listens to the beginning of your show, and 3 minutes in, we're good. The biggest thing I would say about your show and how to improve it is, why are you hiding it from the rest of the world? This is how it's going to work with podcasting in the future. Somebody's going to walk in, back when you went to work, you'd walk in the room, it's a conference room, you got seven people, and somebody goes, man, I just heard the most amazing podcast. And they go, really, what's it called? And I say, Be Great and Dominate. And the first two people on the right pull it up in Apple Podcasts. Somebody over there pulls it up in Google. Somebody over there pulls it up in Spotify. Somebody over there is in Castro. Somebody over there, you get the idea. And so trying to funnel your audience into one platform is a, I'm going to say it, dumb strategy. Why would you do that? So that's my advice for you. And again, if you would like your show right here on the podcast rodeo show, all you got to do is go over to podcastrodeoshow.com. It's a button right at the top. It says be on the show, $5. It's only $5. There are upsells if you want them. Now, if you want a full review, what you want to do is go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's a show I do with my buddy Eric K. Johnson. He's got 30 years in radio. And what we do is we go over your website, we go over your podcast from head to toe, and we also have you fill out a form to make sure that your podcast is in alignment with your goals. Speaking of goals, and at the end, you come on the show with us and we say, hey, here's what you're doing right. Here's what you need to fix. Again, over your entire website, your entire podcast, and make sure that you're doing things that are going to help you reach your goals. You can find that at podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for checking out this episode. Again, I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you there's always room for improvement. Take care.